is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. And we're live, and a lot of you are already on the board. How excellent, because she's here, Sarah Lozano, and we are doing Raisin Energy Healing, not me, by BNT, and you. Sarah, welcome back. Let's get you to reintroduce yourself, your show, and what's up.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Thanks. I'm excited to be here today. I'm so excited to do some healing sessions for everyone, and I'm an energy medicine practitioner, biofield therapist at Raisin Energy, where I help people recover their health and reclaim their lives, heal their body and mind. So I'm excited to jump in.
All right. Well, luckily we have a bazillion phone lines to help you do that. So let's start with, wow, I'm always amazed how many people are calling in like in the first second of your show, like from day one when you were new. All right, here we go.
I love it.
Let's go to 215. 215.
Hi.
What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hey, this is Jessica from Pennsylvania. I'm going to step out. I'm in a store. I'll step out, so maybe it's a little bit quieter.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Can hear you great. What's up today? Okay. What would you like us to help you with?
So I've been noticing a pattern that I go to partner with other people to do events, like to host my events at their location or what. And I seem to attract, I think this is just in general, I seem to attract people who move like very slow. It actually happened like when I was trying to partner with like doing sessions at someone's place too. So they're not like a good match for me. I tend to move on the faster side, and these people, like, I feel like I'm, like, really pulling their energy along. And, like, I realized this morning, like, this one lady I'm speaking with, like, I feel like she's a little depressed, too. So I want to end this pattern, and I know I have awareness around it, so it's already, like, pretty much done. But just wanted to see, what about me? Like, what about me is slow-moving or, like, timid about things or depressed that needs to be reworked, because I really want to have a nice, steady flow with my business.
Okay. You know, my very first thought was, did it occur to you possibly that these people might be coming for you to help them with something?
Well, yes, I've definitely noticed that. But the thing is if they don't hire me, if they don't acknowledge it and they don't hire me and pay me, then I don't really care. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, you have to, you're in business to make money, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so let's just tune in and see what your system has to say about it. And do you have, this is just a pattern at work and in your life. Are there any physical or emotional symptoms that are accompanying, you know, that have gotten kicked up at the same time?
Not that I've noticed. I mean, it brings up anger for me and resentment. So that's just like the emotional component when the thing goes on.
Okay. All right, good. And is this a primary vehicle for your business, or do you have other methods of working? Like, do you have other methods of getting leads or having income?
Yes. Yeah, so that's the, yes, like, excellent question. Like, this is how my business is meant to run, but I haven't been able to really, like, get it fully going because, like, I kind of feel like these people sort of, like, cock block my events, like, or me setting up sessions or what. Like, it's like, I know that everyone's, like, a reflection of you also, so it's like, well, again, like, where am I timid about, like, actually doing my business and being seen? Like, I'm ready to do this now. Like, this has been going on for years, so... Yeah, this is how I would make money. Events,
okay.
Booking sessions, like things need to move and they need to move at the pace I want them to move and not me waiting for other people to like think about or sit on an email for like a week.
Okay, right. And have you thought about a business model where you're more in control of your schedule or of things happening?
So... like, that's originally, like, years ago before I started doing my healing work, that's how I was making money is, like, I would set up the events and I would book the thing. I kind of got it in my head over the years that I wanted to partner with people and get sort of exposure to, like, the people who come to their location or their mailing list, and, like, it's never worked. I started putting up my own events also over, like, the last couple years, but it's been real quiet. So, and also I can't, like, I used to be in New York City and there was like a million studio spaces I could rent and there was no like emotional heaviness around it dealing with somebody else. Whereas like now I'm in Pennsylvania and these places are like individually owned. There's not many of them and people have like issues.
Okay. All right. So let's tune in. Let's see if we can crack you out of this. So let me tune into your energy.
Okay.
All right. So I'm just feeling something really heavy and stuck in the energy. And I'm going to figure out how to shift it here. So give me a sec. I'm connecting with it. To me, this energy feels like lack of control, like being out of control or feeling a lack of control. So we're going to hold that energy in your system. And I invite you to just do a little scan of your past, of the situations, people, places, any aspect or time that pops up for you when you felt that you didn't have control or you felt out of control. There was nothing you could do. No matter what you did, it didn't work. You know, that feeling, not really hopeless, but just feeling like there was nothing you could do to make things better.
Yeah. It's like the learned helplessness. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to hold that. Mm-hmm.
It's been in my business since I started doing my healing work.
Okay.
Well, actually, that's wrong. I ran another business before that, and I felt that also when I was trying to get it to grow. So, yeah, that too.
Okay. And what about before that?
Well, like, I think, of course, like, in your childhood. I mean, it's always, like, I know I need to be in control. Like, now it's, like, just take back your power and be in control, whereas, like, I always go through this weird doubting thing that I'm like, well, maybe this person's slowing me down and maybe I'm moving too fast and maybe it's good for me. Like, it's always looked at as like, maybe someone knows better than me. And it's like, no,
right.
Just what you want to do.
Yes, that's exactly it. All right. Let's hold that energy. Let's look for an origin of it.
It's my father always telling me what he thinks I should be doing, that he
Perfect.
Knows better.
Perfect. Let's hold father. And the ensuing self-doubt, right?
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah, self-doubt. What if I make a mistake? What if my way isn't right?
That's it.
Down. What if my way isn't right? All right, let's hold it.
Even now I'm at that place, too, that it's like my thoughts are so much more positive and I've done, like, so much great healing work. And I'm like, okay, well, we're doing my business again. Like, let's just focus on this. And, like, I got invited to, like, interview for maybe a job that's, like, again, like, low-paying crap job. I'm not even interested in it. But I start to doubt. I'm like, well, maybe, because then I wouldn't have so much pressure on my business. And, like, it's that whole logical thing. And it's like, no, just focus on what you want. Like, you made tons of money before. You were really successful. Like, just do it again. And
right.
It's like, how? I don't know if I can. Whatever. Who cares? I don't want to say that.
So what happens, and you know this probably as a healer, these energies get stored in our subconscious mind, and they get stored in the body. And our conscious mind can completely know what it wants and is aligned with positive thinking. But there is a part of us holding on to the negativity, and that's what you're feeling. Your conscious mind is on board with what you want, but the subconscious is holding you back, and it can sabotage you unbeknownst by bringing these opportunities that are slowing you down, by bringing opportunities that get in your way, by bringing situations where you might doubt yourself. So let's get rid of it. Let's look for where this belief network is that, or the fear, it's the self-doubt and the fear that what if you make a mistake or what if your way isn't right. We've got to get rid of that fear, because we know as entrepreneurs, or any business leader knows, you try something, it doesn't work, you adjust and you try something else. Just like in parenting, just like in any other area of life, we're never always going to be right. And when things don't work out, we just readjust, make changes, and redirect and carry on. That's how we learn. They're not mistakes. They're learning opportunities. But this fear attracts situations that can sabotage. So let me survey your body, find out where it's stored. All right, it's in the chest. The upper chest, and probably also the heart, right under the throat, right at the top of the sternum. Let's just hold that area. And we're going to invite all the storage places, tissues in the body, so lymph, connective tissue, fascia, bone. They're great storage facilities of energy. We want to clear any of this fear and self-doubt that originated as almost a projection that your way isn't right, and therefore you need to doubt yourself and always believe what I have to say, the voice of your father, maybe some other teachers along the way. Sometimes people have this from spouses, you know, destructive relationships. So we're just going to hold this. If you're listening, expand. It doesn't have to be your father. It can be anyone who has doubted you in the past or projected criticism, not even doubted you, but projected the belief that your way wasn't right and they knew better. We're clearing this for you, Jessica, from the upper chest and all those tissues we mentioned. And then we want to dissolve any remaining connections with Father on this idea of self-doubt. Now, we know that typically people are controlling because they're insecure. They have their own fear. So let's make sure that if there's any enmeshment around fear of being wrong, that it is dissolved between you and Father. All right. Now what we want to do is reconnect you to your own compass. And that's what I'm seeing, a compass. We obviously have our intellect. We have our intuitive senses, our gut feel. Is this the right path or not? Our intuitive and physical senses, and then our intellect, our heart, and our wisdom that we've learned through experience. So we're going to link in with this fire element and heart and gut link, and reboot the intuitive senses and the physical senses to really align with the knowledge that you absolutely have the ability to figure out the right path for your business and to trust it, that you're getting the right information, you're going to make a decision, you can always course correct. We're going to hold all of that with this balance of helping reconnect you to your own compass. We're going to link that to solar plexus chakra, which is really where we feel confident, our confidence, our self-assuredness, our personal power, feeling that we have the power to do these things. We're going to link that to your gut microbiome. Holding fear in the gut and linking that in with bacteria. So we just want to bring balance to bacteria in the gut. Small intestine, large intestine. So it's going to hold your large intestine microbiome and balance any bacteria that might be out of balance, causing excess fear or doubt of your own abilities.
Oh, my God, I just remembered something. I've been sort of having a UTI the last couple of weeks, and it feels better right now. I don't know if it was because I just took a cranberry pill, like it finally kicked in, but like I just realized in speaking to you on the phone here, like it's not hurting me like it was. But that's kicked up in the last 2 weeks, and that's when I just, like, I recently just reconnected with my parents, and my father's been doing all the judging and criticizing again.
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's extend it. Obviously, the gut microbiome definitely affects the urogenital tract as well. There are links between the microbiomes of the body, and certainly bacteria tends, in my experience, it tends to hold fear, not just strep, but also the lesser known strains that can be anywhere in the body, whether it's in the throat, in the gut, anywhere. So let's just hold that, the symptoms that you're feeling with UTI and bacteria, and we'll just extend it to the microbiome there as well. Clearing fear, and the bladder meridian, the consciousness includes fear. It includes anger and resentment. And I think it also includes courage. So all of these threads are tied together. So definitely stay on the cranberry. You might want to consider, are you on probiotics? Probiotics would
yeah.
be really helpful too.
Yeah.
Good, good.
Yeah.
So let's just balance this fear of being wrong in both locations in the microbiome tied in with bacteria that may be out of balance. Now, we're going to allow that all to balance. The other area in the body that I want to bring in for you before we wrap up here for you is the gallbladder. The gallbladder energy, it's another very similar energy to bladder meridian, but it really can help us with courage, feeling confident, feeling the courage to make changes, to be out in the open, to be seen, to be heard. Even maybe to stand up to your father and say, well, that's how I'm doing it, which I don't advocate that if it doesn't feel right to you. But we want to have courage to stand our ground, even if we don't vocalize it. So we're just going to hold this here and really nurturing courage in your body to be you authentically and to combat the fear.
Yeah, I'm not speaking to either of my parents anymore on the phone. I'm doing like text and email with them because it's like I need to be focused.
Yeah. And sometimes that's required when it's destructive.
Yeah, no. They've changed, but not changed enough. But they're good. It's much better than it was before. So, yeah.
I believe that when we shift these energies, we can get to the point where our loved ones no longer trigger us, and then we can have, it's not that we have to talk to them daily, but we can have them in our lives in a controlled way that is okay with us. But when they're triggering us, it can be really difficult. Very good.
See, it's a little bit... So they're like back in my life in a controlled way, but like it's a thing that they're financially supporting me right now. So that's the other element. It's interesting how this came back into my life now when like I feel like I'm moving out of these patterns. And it's like right when that happened, it was like, hey, why don't you reconnect with your parents? And then it's like, oh, here's this stuff again. Just look at it. Don't react to it. But like then it was okay, we're going to have some boundaries here too. So it's interesting how it all happens at the same time. I mean, of course, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I believe it's the universe pulling us back to go deeper with our healing. I mean, that's what it seems to me, just watching my own life and my own clients. We sometimes revisit these just to go deeper with them and to get it fully out of our system so that we can step into what we're really here to do. So with full force, you know, with full presence.
Yes, awesome. Yeah.
All right. So let's see if this gives your body that boost. One final thing, let's just balance your immune system, because the immune system is very key in controlling bacteria, in keeping that microbiome in balance, and then keeping infections at bay. So let's just balance your immune system, innate, just your killer cells, your white blood cells and killer cells that are actually roving around, finding problems and then cleaning them up to maintain peace. We're going to balance that. And what we want to do is clear any energy that is keeping those immune cells from just really going out there on the offense instead of feeling defense. So when you're interacting with your father or in his presence, you're very you have to be. If he's criticizing you, it makes us feel defensive. So we don't want that in the immune system. We want the immune system to be strong and confident and know that it knows what it's doing and it's completely trained and it's got its skills and it knows what to do. So we want to transfer that feeling of courage, confidence, self-assuredness to the immune system as well. All right, great. All right, Jessica, do you have any questions?
No, it's awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Keep us posted.
All right. Speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Nicole, are you still there?
Okay, I'm
happening.
Here. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yay.
Great.
Okay. Okay, let's go to 707, 203, you're in the wings, 111, you're in the other wing. 707, you're live. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie. How are you today?
Okay. Can I get a healing on my gums?
Sure. Tell me what's happening with them.
They're kind of swollen and tender and a little painful.
Okay. And how long has this been going on? Okay.
It's getting better. About 2 days.
2 days. Okay. And did anything happen in the last few days before this occurred?
Not that I can recall.
Okay. And have you had this problem before?
I did a couple of years back. Maybe 3-4 years back.
All right. And was there any specific stress going on in your life at that time, 3 to 4 years ago? Any major changes or upheavals or anything?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Let me tune in.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm tuning into, whether it's related to the gums or not, but I'm guessing it is since that's what we're talking about, I'm just getting in touch with a lot of, it feels like anger, but I think it's more like bitterness. So I'm just going to hold that emotion. It feels like it's in the chest. This is the type of emotion that I would associate with being angry at someone that you are in relationship with. So I don't know if you have had a really rough breakup, if you've had a difficult divorce, if you've had really contentious relationship, even with possibly children or siblings, but I'm holding that energy and clearing it from the chest. to the base of the throat, clearing that as well. Now, in this area, we have the thymus gland, which is very important in the immune system. And it's really controlled by the heart energy. And there are lots of there's lots of medical literature that shows the link between how we feel and our immune system function. And stress really can affect our immune system severely. It's one of the mechanisms. So we're just balancing this thymus and linking it to the heart energy and clearing this heaviness. And then allowing that energy to move up and out of the head. There's pressure behind the ears. We're just going to let all that move here. Okay, holding the nervous system in the head, central. Okay, very good. Now, coming back.
I do recall getting into an argument with a stranger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought about that. That's been a couple of days ago. It was a couple of days.
So it's very likely that the argument with the stranger kicked up the old I think this emotion is much bigger than that, but it probably triggered it. And in my world, triggering is when a situation in our present causes an emotional reaction that just seems not to be in line. It seems like it's bigger than the present moment would require or cause.
Sure.
And that is when we're triggering something from the past.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're just going to, that's perfect. So it is connected, I think, to that. But it's not that caused the problem. It's that triggered it and caused it to get aggravated.
Right.
Yeah. So what we want to do is clear this from your microbiome, just like we did with the last caller with Jessica. We want to clear this anger and bitterness and frustration. Let me just hold that emotion. It's not frustration. It's bitterness. Tell me how you felt with the stranger when you got in an argument with the stranger. What was going through your mind, or what were you left with, like stories in your head or feelings?
Well, I felt like I was more of the mature person involved.
Okay.
Because I didn't match the energy.
Because what? I'm sorry?
I didn't match the energy that was being thrown around.
Got it. Okay.
Right. I stayed, pretty centered and calm, but still a voicing.
Okay.
And that's something that was a step up for me, because usually I match the energy.
And you react.
Usually,
is that what you mean?
Yeah, but, but I didn't this time. I kept the control.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But were you angry about it afterwards?
I think slightly I was, yes.
Yeah.
Because it was uncalled for,
mm-hmm.
and I was surprised by it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just getting in touch with a lot of anger. So what it could be is the times in your past where you felt that your voice wasn't able to express how you truly felt, and you had to stifle that anger or frustration, maybe with a controlling parent, maybe with someone who didn't let you speak your truth, or you were afraid to speak your truth, a voice suppression. Or something like that. We've got some kind of energy very, very much like that in your past somewhere. could even be through the family. Could be a family thread. If you're truly, there is nothing in my past that sounds like that. It could be a family thread, but let's just hold this and just clear the heat. This is heat energy. It's inflammation. It's heat. It's usually like an anger. Yeah. And so we're just going to let you express that anger. Do you feel like you're able to express anger in a healthy way with those that you love? Obviously, there's no reason to engage with a stranger, but okay, good.
Oh, sure.
Good, because some folks can't. I used to be one of those people. Very hard to work with anger. Too scary. All right, good. So we're just going to let this vent off. Right, and I'm holding the stomach energy. A little bit of a burning feeling almost in the stomach. And then coming down to the microbiome in the intestines, we do have microbiome throughout the upper digestion too, but we're going to focus on here the small intestine. And let's hold inflammation. And we're just going to hold parasitic energy. So I'm a firm believer that parasitic energy can be just emotional. It can be bacteria that normally, you know, anything can be parasitic. And then we have what we traditionally think of as parasitic, which is kind of gross. And we don't really need to think about that. So we're just going to clear. And let me just get a feeling if it's still anger, if we've shifted to something different. It's like the energy of surprise, like I'm seeing a facial expression of surprise, but it's not a startled surprise. It's some kind of, and maybe it's just fear of having to react to the unknown, but there's some aspect of that, the unexpected piece and some kind of energy that's similar to fear. So we're going to hold that here in the small intestine and clear it from the microbiome. And any physical structures, certainly the microbiome itself, maybe the mucosal lining of the small intestine, any other lymph nodes that are near here, any other structures that might be holding any of this energy, we're going to clear. And we're linking that in with inflammation. Inflammation, of course, is an overreaction of the immune system. And so when we are locked in inflammation, our immune system is hyperactive in an area where it shouldn't be. So we get it's almost like an immune suppression, but it's really an immune distraction. So we're going to balance that here too. This idea of the immune system being focused on chronic inflammation when it should be over here working on the microbiome. Okay, good. Now we're just going to link that gut microbiome to the mouth microbiome, the oral microbiome, which they are, of course, intimately connected. And linking that in with bacteria, excess bacteria in the mouth causing gum inflammation. Now, do you take any probiotics? Is that something that you would ever do?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. If you take a capsule of probiotics, I would open it in your mouth instead of just swallowing it for a couple of days to see if it helps. I think it might encourage more balance in the mouth microbiome to help the gums recover.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, Yeah, and let's see if you get a boost here. I do believe that that situation just triggered something that caused inflammation in the gut, and that's why the mouth got inflamed. So if any emotion comes up after, you know, in the next day or two, if you get in touch with a memory where you felt angry or frustrated or bitter or maybe even resentful about someone in your life or some situation, just kind of connect to it, give yourself permission to recognize, and then give it permission to clear from the body. Just like, I don't need this anymore. I give it permission to go.
Okay. Thank you so
All
very
right.
much. Yes,
You're
I appreciate
so welcome.
The healing.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You.
And call back in. Let us know how you're going or if you need a boost. I'll just let all the callers on the lines know. We got lots of open lines happening today. Readings next hour. Heartwell healings at noon Pacific. Lots of stuff. Mediumship at 4. Anyway, so welcome to call in more than once. More the merrier. Join the party. I think we're going to 203 next. 203, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Nicole. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Pat.
It's a good day.
Hello.
It's a good day on News for the Soul. All these wonderful readings.
Hi, Pat. What can we do for you?
Hi. Excuse me. I've got to turn something off here. I'm so sorry. Oh, turn this off. Mercury retrograde. Can you hear that? Do you hear something in the
nope.
background? Oh, good.
You're okay. coming through fine.
Great. Okay. So, real emotional stuff for me. I am being ministered to, and with that, it's opening up my heart. And with opening up my heart, old triggers are coming through, giving me the chance to heal them. And
okay.
at the same time, I have been absolutely smitten with a man after not being involved with anyone basically for 25 years. And again, some real tough, painful triggers are coming up, cruelty from my father and messages. And I'm sobbing. I can see it's all a great gift, but I also feel very weak. I don't have the strength of courage to go forth and be strong in this relationship and bring a strong person to this relationship. So you'll know where to go, but it's about love and being so fragile about it, which is disturbing to me. It's not a healthy fragile, I don't think.
Okay, right. Okay, good. Well, let me tune in and see what we can just shift off for you to see if we can shift it. How about that?
Thank you.
Let's just see what you're ready to let go of today. All right, let me tune in, Pat. So I do feel like the heart is wounded, so let's repair that. The confidence, the strength we want to heal, there's an identity of not being strong that we need to get rid of.
Yeah.
So I want to repair the heart energy. It looks like it's been lacerated. It's got stab wounds in it. And we want to clear relationships are not safe. That's what's coming to me. And this doesn't mean romantic relationships. It's more general than that. Relationships are, yeah.
Yeah.
Not safe. Let's clear this.
Yeah. Became very dangerous as early as age 3, I think, for me.
Okay. Yeah, that's what it feels like. It feels like a little kitten or a wild animal backed into a corner kind of an idea. A very frantic terror kind of energy.
Yeah, and a big part of that, what I'm learning in the ministry, do you mind me adding, or should I just let you go?
I can work while you speak. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
a
go
big
ahead.
Part, a big part of that that I'm learning in my ministry is that throughout my whole life I felt alone. And, of course, the ministry, I've never been religious, but the pastor is trying to show me, one, God was always there. Two, I was actually angry that he wasn't there. And my argument's always, well, I wasn't even into God, so how could I have been angry? But he is beginning to show me the anger at having to fight all of this so alone all the time through every horrific event. And this brings up insecurities in this very new relationship that is not typical and has things that could be against it. So
yeah, I'm still feeling the fear, so I'm shifting fear and relationship not feeling safe. We want to clear that completely from your subconscious.
Thank you.
And heal the trauma from the past where that belief system was solidified, where it became true. Some relationships are not safe. Some are. And even further than that, we can take that to the next level. You have skills that you can use to protect yourself. So you can go slow, you can get to know the person, you can have good boundaries. All of these mechanisms you have now that you didn't have when you were a child, and you can use that to keep yourself more safe. Obviously, we are vulnerable if we open our hearts to love others. But
yeah,
we can protect, right? We can not be so deeply wounded as we were in our childhood, because we're adults, we have skills, we have boundaries, and we didn't have those then.
So can you also help with the energy of restraint after 25 years? That's the problem.
Well, I would invite you to just tune into your heart, okay?
So
you want...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, that's my choice, but being around him and being able to be intimate physically, but, you know, not having sex is just, the floodgates really want to open. So I've made a choice, but I'm not sure how strong, I'm questioning how strong am I going to be in this choice. Yeah.
Sure. Let's just hold that for you and let once the fear is gone, remember fear, I liken fear to static. It's like trying to tune into a radio station when there's tons of static.
Okay.
And we cannot hear our internal
yeah.
voice. We cannot hear guidance. We cannot hear warning systems or warning signals. We can't hear things properly, and that's why we sometimes act and get ourselves into trouble, because we couldn't clearly see the truth. So
right.
we want clarity, and as we get rid of all that fear, because there's a lot of fear and wounding in the heart, as that energy center becomes whole and is able to function properly as the balancer, you should be able to balance your desires with your intellect, like what is smart and what is not smart, what is going to keep me safe and what is okay with me, what can I indulge myself safely in happiness and joy and pleasure? Because when the body, let's back up, joy is our highest vibration energy available to us here.
Right.
Joy, pleasure, love, happiness. Anything that makes us feel joyful and happy is going to increase our ability to manifest, and it's going to increase our vibration. And if we are happier, we are going to attract higher vibration things into our lives, whether it's businesses, jobs, anything. And it's going to be higher vibration if we are happier. So it's a good state to be in, to be happy. That's the bottom line.
Yep.
It's not self-serving. It's not selfish. It's good. So
it's wonderful.
We just want to,
yeah,
right. We just want to balance that. And you're worthy of being happy, and you're worthy of being supported and loved, and you're worthy of a relationship being safe. So let's hold all of that in the heart. We can open ourselves up to love, but then also be smart about it. Like, you're not going to give someone your bank account number. You're not going to give them large sums of cash. You're going to keep yourself safe in the ways that make sense, but also allowing yourself to feel happy and feel joyful. So we're going to let the heart bring this idea of balance to relationship for you. All right. And I just want to balance the flow from the heart through, especially downward through the other energy centers. So we've got the heart, we've got the solar plexus, we've got the sacral chakra, and then the root chakra. We want to make sure there's good flow all the way down to the root chakra, which is our grounding. We want you to stay grounded. We don't want you, you can be swept off your feet in love, but we don't want you swept away.
Right, right.
So we want you to stay grounded with your wits about you as you move through changes. Going to hold that here. So communication and healthy flow of energy through the energy system in the body. All right, let me just come right back again real quick to relationships are not safe. And your father, is that what you said? Father? Yeah, father.
Yeah.
And I am feeling this in the crown and that connection with divine. So, when we are the victims of abuse, it can really create an isolation from divine because we feel forsaken by God, right?
Yeah.
And so we want to heal that for you. Any barrier to you feeling connected, both in terms of to humans, but also to divine energy, to even your higher self, the energy of your higher self, we're going to balance that at the crown. And really bring in worthiness. I'm worthy of connection. I'm worthy of connection to my higher self. I'm worthy of connection to divine. I'm worthy of connection to other people to bring me joy and support.
Mm-hmm. There's something else that keeps coming up, getting attention, which was I was truly felt in love at 18 and have not been since. So it's that was a big wound, and it's been a long, long, long time to experience a depth of a relationship.
Okay. Yeah, just holding that here. So we want to allow all the shifting throughout your entire system and grounding down, letting go of any fear, keeping grounded in the present. And Kidney Meridian is responsible for our grounding, and it has a primary emotion of fear. So let's just connect that heart to Kidney Meridian. And just really pushing out any residual fear of relationships, of being in love, of opening yourself up to being supported and happy in that way. and just imprinting, I'm worthy of love. I'm worthy of love. Many of us do not feel worthy of love, certainly of self-love, and sometimes from others as well. So just holding, I'm worthy of love. And let's just add happiness onto that. I'm worthy of love and happiness. All right, excellent. Any questions, Pat?
This is perfect. You just hit on everything that's been on my mind and absolutely everything. And my heart thanks you. I was thinking my heart thanks you, but then I was thinking, and my divine self, and my connections, everything is thanking you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Hopefully you're going to feel a much stronger sense of wholeness in the chest, and that's just going to help everything feel clearer for you.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome.
God bless. Thanks.
Thanks, Pat. Enjoy. Keep in touch. Let us know how you go. Also, you might want to call in at noon Pacific, heart next layer off. 832. Let's go there. I forgot where I was going. I know I said somewhere, but this is where we are now. 832. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Houston.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
What can I do for you today?
Yes, my question is, I've been practicing my spiritual life, and I've been trying to manifest a lot of good things, but it's nothing coming to me, and I was just wondering, you know, what's going on with my energy.
Sure. Give me an example of one thing you're trying to manifest and it's not happening.
Well, I was trying to manifest me a car, and it's still not happening.
Okay. And how are you trying to manifest the car?
Well, I've been thinking, like, doing affirmations, doing positive things, and, you know, and going out and trying to, you know, get me a car, but it's like I'm having a blockage there. Like, nothing
okay.
is good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me hold that. One thing that we tend to do is when we are trying to manifest something, we're focused on the fact that we don't have it and we want it. And that can actually lock us into the energy of not having it. So if you're not doing it, what I want you to try is just imagine having the car and how you will feel once you have it. So maybe you could do 5 minutes of visualization a day where you just see yourself driving a car. You don't have to see what kind of car, what color it is, none of that. But you could, but just how you're going to feel. You're going to feel free and you're going to feel in control because you can get where you need to go and you're going to be confident because you can take care of your needs. That's the energy that you want to bathe yourself in as much as possible, so that that car can come to you. But let me tune in real quick. And Nicole, how much more time do we have?
You know what? I didn't look at the time before I brought you on. You've got like 2 minutes to the end
of
the show.
Let's go real quick here. We're just going to give a real quick balance for Valerie to clear the energy of lack, the energy of not having, and connecting to the joy of having, the emotion that you will feel when you have the things you're trying to manifest. So you have to live, or you have to try to live like you have the thing already. So if you're going to feel confident and in control of your life, you have to start noticing, how do I feel confident and in control of my life right now, and lean into those feelings, and that's what's going to bring those manifestations into your life. So I'm just going to hold energy real quick in your heart center, allowing it to expand outward, that will help you do that.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, good. Yeah, so focus on the goodness you're going to feel and lean into any goodness in your current life and imagine yourself owning whatever it is that you're trying to bring in, and I think you're gonna get some traction. All right, but feel free to call in again so that we can work on this a little deeper next time.
Okay, and thank you.
You're so welcome. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, everyone. If you want to go deeper, feel free to reach out to me at raisenenergy.com. My link is in the show note for thesoul.com at my profile. Thank you, Nicole.
Perfect. Awesome show, as always. We'll see you there next time. Sarah's all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. And Stacia, Change of Compass is next, right after this quick reset break. Coming now.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.